Stepped up security at the Supreme Court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A fence is being erected around the Supreme Court building in Washington, with tempers and rhetoric still flaring over a possible decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden saying it's about more than abortion.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Critics claim the White House is seizing on the leak to distract the public from high gas prices and rising interest rates. The Fed boosting its key interest rate by a half percentage point Wednesday.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, tough questions for the Homeland Security Secretary in a congressional hearing Wednesday.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy asked DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas who picked Nina Jankowicz to head the new disinformation board, and did he know she'd once called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation? Mayorkas said,
I was not aware of that. We do not discuss the internal hiring process. Ultimately, it's the secretary. I'm responsible for the decisions of the Department of Homeland Security.
Mayorkas said they did not roll out the announcement of this board effectively, but insisted that the board would operate under guardrails meant to protect civil liberties and free speech.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, tornadoes have touched down in Oklahoma.
Just to the east of the Oklahoma City metro area, a town called Seminole looks like it got hit by a tornado. There was some damage there. And we saw some video of some other pretty strong tornadoes, so some reports are still coming in.
It's meteorologist Steve Goss at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center. A school building in Seminole, where some people had sought shelter, is reported to be heavily damaged. Tornado watches in much of Oklahoma continue until 4 a.m. local time. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow gaining 932 points. NASDAQ up 410. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The son of former President Trump has appeared before the House Select January 6th Committee.
Donald Trump Jr. met with the House Select Committee yesterday, the Associated Press reports. One of nearly 1,000 witnesses, the panel has now interviewed as part of an investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot. Former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who also served as a White House advisor, spoke with the committee earlier this year, as did her husband, a senior Trump administration official, Jared Kushner. Trump Jr. was at a rally near the White House that took place before thousands of supporters marched to the Capitol. The committee has said it wants details about events before, during, and after the violent breach. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has tested COVID positive after attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner over the weekend. Blinken, who is fully vaccinated, is said to have only mild symptoms. The White House says the secretary has not met in person with President Biden for several days, and the president has again tested negative. In an interview with Fox News, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says President Biden should visit him.
I think it's very important because, in our minds, in our society, the President Biden is the president of the biggest democratic civilization for Ukrainians, for our understanding.
Zelensky pointing out that Britain's prime minister has been there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a congressional delegation to Kiev over the weekend. The United Nations says more than 300 civilians from the besieged southeastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol and four other towns have now been evacuated to the Ukrainian-held city of Zaporizhia in a second successful operation to get civilians out of the areas subject to Russian shelling and attacks. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.